aperture was black with a darkness almost material. The odor arising from the newly opened depths was intolerable. Everyone listened, and everyone was listening still, when it lumbered slobberingly into sight, and gropingly squeezed its gelatinous green immensity through the black doorway into the tainted outside air of that poisoned city of madness. Thing cannot be described. There is no language for such abysms of shrieking and immemorial lunacy, such eldritch contradictions of all matter, force, and cosmic order. A mountain walked or stumbled. A great architect went mad, and poor Wilcox raved with fear in that telepathic instant. Thing of the idols, the green, sticky spawn of the stars, had awaked to claim his own. Again and ravening for delight. Titan Thing from the stars slavered and gibbered like Polytheme, cursing the fleeing ship of Odysseus. I have looked upon all that the universe has to hold of horror, and even the skies of spring and the flowers of summer must ever afterward be poisoned to me. But I do not think my life will be long. I know too much, and the cult still lives. Thulu still lives too, I suppose, again in that chasm of stone which has shielded it since the sun was young. But his ministers on Earth still bellow and prance and slay around idol-capped monoliths in lonely places. Risen may sink,
and what has sunk may rise. Loathsomeness waits and dreams in the deep, and decay spreads over the tottering cities of men. A time will come